This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yourself back in place here. This is the time when all men get together, and women too, to listen to a discussion of the issues of the day and the events of the day. It's the DJD program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. Jay still has those issues. She sounded fine on Friday, though, I thought. Didn't you, Victoria?
Apparently she pushed herself a little too hard, though, so yep. She's got to get those lungs working again.
This is the time looking around, listening, feeling that the world is going so fast. Do you ever feel that way?
And yes.
Jennifer teases
especially
me.
Especially when you always say, it's, yeah, you know, we're almost at Christmas. And I go, no, no.
Well, we are almost at Labor Day, which is kind of sobering. But what does the time have to do with the way you live your life? Do you switch things around because you are trying to deal with things, to feel better about things, and you don't think you have time for yourself, you don't have time to do all the things that you want? I certainly think that all the time. The busier you are, the harder it seems to just get off the wheel. And that's why the hurricane this past weekend was kind of it wasn't a hurricane, but the storm on Sunday sort of set a tone for doing nothing. And I found myself taking a couple of naps, going to a couple of movies, and just zoning out because there wasn't anything that could be done. My work had been set up sort of for the week as far as the radio program is concerned, and the farm couldn't do anything, so I just zoned out. Had dinner with a friend. It was just kind of nice to just, I went into the movies.
I love a good storm warning. I grew up at the beach, and yeah, it means no one else is around me, so, like, right. I love it. I'm like, bring it on.
Yeah, and for a while, COVID went away, at least as far as our focus is concerned. You know, there have been so many things that have been said about people and their motivations, and this guy's a bad guy because he's a Republican, and that guy's a bad guy because he's a Democrat. And we hear lots of different stories. And
well, you just recapped cable news from last week.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I'm going to give you, somebody sent me, a guy who's a very good friend of mine, a good friend of the program, found something that he knew would be perfect for me. And thus, perfect for you. Most of you need to get off the wheel for a while. So here is sort of the contents, the message from a postcard that was sent a number of years ago, which focuses on how good people really are. I think this will be a tone setter, hopefully, for you for today.
People think we're more divided as a country now than we've been in a long time. I know it can seem that way, but when I was a little kid in 1969, the Vietnam War was tearing the country apart. And they'd shot John F. Kennedy, and they'd shot Bobby Kennedy. They'd shot Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. And there was the Manson family and the Zodiac Killer, and it just felt like the whole country had lost its mind. My father had grown up in the Depression, but his faith in humanity was just at a low ebb. And the two of us that June were driving from L.A. to Oakland in an old 1960 Oldsmobile, and a water pump blew out south of Bakersfield. And so this was long before cell phones, so we were about, well, we were going to have to hoof it like 9 or 10 miles into town when this young cowboy pulls up on a flatbed and offers to tow us in. All my dad had on him for money was this old Chevron gas card, so I kept telling this young fellow, you know, I can't pay you. And the young cowboy's looking at him like, yeah, I wasn't going to charge you. So he rolls us into town, and this is a Sunday, so nothing's open. So he has to go get his mechanic friend to open up his garage, and my dad says, hey, listen, I don't have any money. And the mechanic says, you know, we'll work something out. And then they all realize they don't have the actual part, so now they got to go roust out the local auto parts store owner, and they bring him down. And my father's like, okay, we need to talk about how this is all going to get settled, because he just couldn't imagine anybody being this trusting about the money. So the cowboy says, look at that, it made you feel better. I got a bunch of watermelons I need to get loaded onto my flatbed, and it's pretty hot work, and if you help me out, I'll pay for the part. So next thing you know, we're all unloading watermelons from inside a rail car. That's about 140 degrees. And 90 minutes later, we are soaked in sweat, And up rolls the car, just run like a top. And my dad says, I really don't know how to thank you, fellas, and for this good turn. And we're turning to go, and the mechanic gets this look on his face. And says, whoa, whoa, where do you think you're going? And you could see on my father's face just all the fear and distrust come to the surface. He's stiffened like a leopard. And the mechanic says, no. My wife's going to make us all Sunday dinner, and you and the boy can get a shower and a clean shirt, and it'll make the drive easier for all of us. So we sat down for a dinner of fried chicken from the chicken right over there and the corn on the cob from the corn right over there. Man, I got to tell you, we'll never have a meal that good ever again. And my dad didn't say maybe three words the whole drive, but when we got home, I got into bed, and I was just about to turn off the light, and he stops in the doorway, and he says to me, no matter what you see in the movies or on TV or you read in the papers, you listen to me. That's how people really are. And about a month later, Neil Armstrong walked on the moon. So, keep the faith.
Not necessary to say anything after that, is it? Really?
Who was talking? Because there's some context.
Yeah.
Jen and I are convinced that was Gavin Newsom talking.
No, it wasn't. It was a radio station manager, a guy from the business.
Sounds just like him. That was uncanny.
I think it's important to, like, remember that people are people, right? I mean, people are always... I don't know. I think a lot of times we focus on what we see or what
problem.
We hear.
Yeah.
I do. Well, maybe you don't. I don't know. I try to. I try to look at everybody in the eye.
That's why I came up with that.
Smile.
When Russ sent that to me, and it's so frustrating to deal with Facebook. I'm trying to get Jay to post that because I don't know how to do it. She can't even get it posted, where it's a simple piece of audio and video that ought to be easily transferable, and Facebook puts up all kinds. I'm getting so sick of Facebook. Anyway, I don't want to spoil the moment. The moment is
focus on the goodness
of people. And how that story, I would play it again if I thought it would make a difference if people didn't get all of the gist of it. Ladies, you can decide whether you think I should play it again, maybe later on. But it really is.
Well, it's a lovely story, but I mean, maybe those stories still happen in 2021, but I think that there's a skepticism.
But
I mean,
that's the point.
Two generations have, you know, passed, so.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't be as cynical and skeptical as we are, but. Every day, I find there's room, it's kind of like manure. There's more, you grow all of this stuff every day tangentially because there's more of it every day. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, maybe that's part
kindness
of my...
Kindness is like manure.
Yeah.
Spread it around.
Get some on you. That's what we should do.
Maybe I'm just thinking about that because my manure spreader broke with a load on it over the weekend and it wasn't easy to fix it.
If you want to see the video, Jay has let us know that it's on the DJV show page. So if you want to check it out for yourself, you can take a look and spread it around, right? If it makes somebody happy today.
It's a good
reminder that people are usually inherently good and we just have to find it.
Yeah, so why then do we not talk about the goodness? Why is it that the stories about stuff, you know, Trump's a bad guy, Biden's a bad guy, and all that other stuff that we get wrapped up in. Who gives a rat's butt? I get to a point where I just don't want to talk about that stuff at all. As a matter of fact, I saw something this weekend. You're going to love this. The question presented in this cultural piece was whether or not Shakespeare was a woman. There seems to be new theories suggesting that Shakespeare, if not a woman, was at least a free-spirited feminist. And so to be or not to be, that is the question. Does it have a different meaning? Because some people think the Bard of Avon may have been a woman.
I don't know. You should ask my mom is a Shakespearean scholar. Yeah. And she kind of believes what's out there, that Shakespeare did exist, that he was a male person. Not a male person, but a man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they had male people back then. But I don't know. There are a lot of theories. The one that gets her, if you want to ever, like, just tweak her, is when you tell her that he didn't really exist. Because there's also that theory.
Or that it was, like, multiple people, right?
Right. She'll fly
under one name
off the ceiling.
So this is from this cultural piece is from the Oxfordian, which is an academic journal published by the Shakespeare Oxford Society, which my daughter has access to because she went to school there. And there were other theories that have been put forth. Not only was Shakespeare a woman, but somebody else named Lanier actually wrote many of the...
I can hear my mom screaming in my ear.
So, but is this just another example? Lanier, by the way, was his lady friend, I think. Amelia Lanier was close to William Shakespeare.
Now that happened with the Fitzgeralds, right? We do know that Zelda Fitzgerald wrote a lot of stuff that F. Scott stole from her. That happens a lot. We do know that. The long-standing rumor that Harper Lee did not write To Kill a Mockingbird, that it was really Truman Capote who wrote most of it. They were best friends. I mean, there are truths to some of those stories, so I can see why that conspiracy theory would maybe ignite that, mm-hmm. maybe his lady love helped him. But in all partnerships, don't you help the person that you're
We'd
with
hope that that would
on
be
some
case.
Level?
I mean,
yeah.
you might want to, sure.
Yeah, that would be you'd like to think
it's
that.
It's not far fetched, but to say that he didn't write any of it, I think then Jen's mom, we need to calm her down.
Oh, calm her down a little bit. Yes, Woo. Exactly. All right, the Zodiac Magic podcast that we are touting now. Looks like we had lots of new listeners to that. I was looking at the stats over the weekend for Zodiac Magic. We're now in our fifth week of doing this podcast. It is exclusive material in the podcast with Laura Banks, great astrologer, talking about every single day what you need to do to build on the day before, friendships, relationships, finances, stability, that sort of thing. Whether you make long-term commitments or not, listen to what Laura has to say in Zodiac Magic, and then you can hear our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, who is very, very good. One of the things in this piece that she does is define karma, which is something that we all have, and she deals with the power to change karma. Is it there? So it's really kind of stimulating. I love this sort of thing. A lot of people do. That's why we're doing it the way we're doing it with astrology and the psychics. So Mary and Laura are with me. I'm just the facilitator and one eagerly who's listening to the words that they come up with as to how they may imply or impact me. And you're probably somebody that could wonder the same. So get the story of your week starting today and every Monday. Zodiac Magic, a new podcast every single week at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or more easily wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour now here on the DJV program with Jen, Victoria, Doug, and you. The sad news of the passing of Don Everly of the Everly Brothers. Remember Bye Bye Love, so many other great songs. They were considered a country act.
Really?
But they, yeah, they were. They were one of the first inductees, actually, into the Country Music Hall of Fame. It's because of their guitar work. Crank this up a little bit.
Wake up.
They had, I think, 19 or 20 number one tunes. They had 45 or 50 tunes that charted from Bye Bye Love, Wake Up Little Susie Listening, to There All I Have to Do Is Dream, 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 Dream. Both of them were big smokers, and so I think that's what Phil died 4 or 5 years ago, if I remember correctly. Yeah, 2014. He had lung cancer, COPD stuff, and I think that Phil had the same. I mean, Don had the same thing. So, anyway, 84 is kind of young. They lived a pretty good life. They were very popular. They were pretty easy to work with. They were everywhere. I mean, these guys were everywhere. His mother, by the way, is 101.
Yeah, she's still alive.
She's still at it, yeah. Right. All right, so there's the passing of Phil Everly.
They're both gone now.
Yep. Okay, so you're going to have to give me some info, ladies, on this Carrie Ann from The Talk, because I don't watch it.
She has been on this program before.
She has? What did she do on this program? We interviewed her?
She did a guest appearance with us. Remember, she was super nice. I think we hit it off pretty well. This was a while ago, but she's, you know, the judge on Dancing with the Stars, and I think she was here to talk about that a long time ago.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so she's going to...
She's out. She's done with The Talk because she's got some health issues. And so she originally replaced Julie Chen as the permanent co-host back in 2019 when Julie Chen left because her husband... Les Moonves was facing, he was fired and from CBS and the whole thing. And so now I guess they're going to replace Carrie Ann with another guy because Jerry O'Connell has joined as the first male permanent co-host. He replaced Sharon Osbourne. And so now I think the search is on to add another guy, which I think is actually really interesting.
I like it,
to
too.
Have, mm-hmm. Yeah, to have two guys and probably
two girls. What's Jerry O'Connell's background? How did he qualify? How are you
qualifying? He's an actor. And he was very close in the running to be the new co-host for Kelly Ripa. He was in the final three, I think.
Is he a New York guy? Is that?
I know.
He's actually
California
lived out here. Yeah,
the talk is based in California.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
I think the reason adding the guys is kind of fun is that otherwise you're kind of just a replica of The View. And
right.
So I like that element. And it adds a chemistry and a dynamic, a little push and pull, because not only do you have maybe political differences or ideologies, but you also have the male-female thing, which is kind of fun.
I think it's great. I've always liked The Talk. I never liked The View. But I think that this is a good mix-up for, you know, to add more guys.
You know, it's very interesting. If you're watching most of the networks now, the traditional networks, they're plugging heavily their fall because they're going back to the old way of doing things after two or three years of it being a mess of spreading out the opening of all these shows, spreading out across different times. But NBC is touting the return of all of their big shows, and CBS has a thing. Actually, they're using the theme, the old song from The Happening, See You in September. And one of the things that I was surprised to see was the likeness of William Peterson, who was the star originally of the original CSI. Apparently, he's coming back. They're going to redo CSI Las Vegas, and he's going to do it, and he got hurt. Look at some of the, did you see that? The things that are, this is sort of, had to be taken by an ambulance to the hospital. He got sick on the show, so we'll see what that's all about. All right, so there we have anticipation for the fall season on TV, 28 past the hour. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Okay, so if you're like me and still doing your back-to-school shopping, one word, Kohl's. Right now, they have the best deals on the brands my kids love. I got my son Converse sneakers for $60, 25% off Vans seats for my daughter, and 25% off Nike gear for both of them. Oh, but the best part, I got an extra 20% off and Kohl's cash, too. So I may just have to go back and get a little something for myself. Flex style. Vans, Converse, and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% offer ends August 29. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats in Congress early Tuesday morning postponed a vote to advance President Biden's $3.5 trillion social spending plan for Monday evening. It was canceled after hours of closed-door talks failed to overcome internal party divisions. The Food and Drug Administration granted full approval to the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. On Monday, the vaccine became the first to receive full approval beyond emergency use authorization. FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock said, quote, "This is a pivotal moment for our country in the fight against the pandemic. The public can be confident that the vaccine meets the FDA's gold standards for safety," end quote. New York Lieutenant Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul was sworn in as the state's 57th governor Tuesday, following former Governor Andrew Cuomo's resignation after the state attorney general found sexual misconduct by Mr. Cuomo.
I will fight like hell for you every single day, like I've always done and always will.
USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Trust in the American media has declined to an all-time low. 56% of Americans agree with the statement that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. After the 2020 election, 57% of Democrats trusted the media, only 18% of Republicans. The Associated Press is being called out by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News for a recent story that Mr. DeSantis says could cost American lives with its false narrative.
Now, what the AP did by trying to create a false narrative is some people may believe the narrative and then think that this is not a viable treatment for them, so that if they're infected, they will not go seek a monoclonal antibody, and that will ultimately increase their risk of hospitalization. So the AP knew what they were doing. They wanted to do a political hit on me. And the fallout from that is that there will likely be people who decline life-saving treatment. And then they had the temerity to act like they were the victim when they got called out on their hit piece. The days of corporate media being able to smear people with impunity and conservatives do nothing, those days are over. I can tell you in Florida, we're fighting back with the truth, and we are going to hold you accountable when you're peddling false partisan narratives.
Mistrust of the media is now a central part of many Americans' personal identity. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Four after the hour here on the DJB program. Welcome in to another half hour of poignant discussion about some of the issues of the day. I say were issues of the day, the events of the day, but every once in a while it's important and good for us to have a sidetrack. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keithan, Jay is not with us today. I was talking about some of the stuff that I did over the weekend, going to the movies, and I just said to Victoria that there have been few times when I have been more attracted to somebody who is on the screen than Emily Blunt. I haven't seen those movies that, you know, the kind of horror movies that she did with her husband. But she's in the Jungle Cruise thing with The Rock. And the two of them together are so appealing. The story is so cute. I mean, the only problem with it is a lot of creepy crawly creatures in it that I close my eyes. I see snakes coming out of somebody's nose or something like that. But
it is a Jungle Cruise.
I know, right?
Yeah, I know, right? But she
is so... Not the living room cruise.
Yeah, yeah, okay. She's so appealing. There's something about... In other movies I've seen, she did Mary Poppins. I thought she was very appealing in that, too. She's just very appealing. I can see why Krasinski likes her. Very, very, very appealing. Anyway, so that's that. So as long as we're doing an overview of some television news, I was telling the ladies how excited I was. Kind of, I must be leading a slow life. I usually, at the end of the day, have an hour to watch a TV show, and I get my favorites, have dinner before I go to bed after I've been on the farm most of the afternoon. And I look forward to some of these shows, and they're all touted, both NBC and CBS. I haven't seen it. I don't watch much stuff on ABC, but a lot of stuff on CBS and NBC. And Victoria just said, do you see the scene of Mariska Hargitay kissing Christopher Maloney?
Well, they didn't kiss. They're teasing. They have their nose to nose in the picture that she posted, and then he and she went back and forth commenting and will they, won't they? Yeah, they're really hyping that relationship.
Well, that's
now.
That was the attraction. Not
yeah,
only
it's
are
been
they
21
good stories,
years they've never kissed.
Yeah, right, exactly. But the stories that they do, the fact that they still, after all these years, come up with intriguing stories to keep that show in the top 10 every week. And then, was it last spring I said that Dick Wolf, I think, had 7 shows in the top 10 in terms of regular commercial television. And Maloney's show, when it came in at the end of the season, did very well in the ratings. So they wanted to make sure they got a full season out of that. And to see the plugs for Blue Bloods and the other shows that I appreciate. I think Bull is a good program. Frankly, good stories. Speaking of television, this boob Mike Richards. Remember I said at the beginning that this was not going to... I said, just looking at him, body language, didn't know anything about the guy, never mind the stories that have now followed him, but I just said he's just not going to make it. He's not, and so you wonder what kind of judgment call.
Jeopardy. No one knows Mike Richards' name, so yeah, Jeopardy.
Mike Richards was the new, chosen as the new Jeopardy host. He'd been a production guy on it for a couple of years, but apparently, as soon as he got on the show, there were people that were women mostly talking about stuff that he said or did. And so he was in, was it even a week or was it just one show?
No, he taped one day. So yeah. Last Thursday was the first day of production. He taped on Thursday and on Friday he stepped down. So, and this is, you know, there were a lot of rumblings about him. I don't know how he made it this far in terms of, like, not being, you know, kind of publicly and privately vetted. Because but when he was working for The Price is Right, he was a producer on that show for a long time. And so there was a woman, one of the models, you know, who, like, you know, stands there with the arms in the air, like, here's your new car. Well, she got pregnant with twins, and apparently he fired her. That was the allegation. There must have been enough to it because she won $8.5 million from the show in punitive damages.
It makes you wonder if that was just the culture, because if he did that all himself, like unilaterally, don't you think that, I don't know, I feel like we would have heard this story before the show must have made that decision. That now he's kind of paying the price for because he's the public image on that decision.
Well,
right?
He was the co-executive producer, so, he obviously
but
had
he
a
just
lot of...
didn't have it. There. There's something about him, body language, energy, whatever, he just didn't have it. I didn't see him.
Well, now they're starting all over again. They're going to bring in more celebrity guests while they search for a new host.
Yeah. Merv Griffin must be rolling around in his grave. With all of the hoopla about this.
Forget
and then you
Merv,
wonder,
what about Alex Trebek? This is his legacy that's,
right, they messed it. And then you wonder, because Sajak, they were both about the same age. I think Trebek, they were great friends in real life. I think Trebek's a little older, though, 4 or 5 years older than Sajak. But Sajak's been there. They both started the same day. Was it 39 years ago or something? I mean, they've been on that. Merv Griffin found Sajak as a weatherman someplace in the Midwest. I can't remember where it was. But he said, that guy, he's perfect for Wheel of Fortune. And Griffin was so good at that stuff. And then he came across, there was somebody else who started with Jeopardy. I think it was Art, guy that was from St. Louis. He did a bunch of game shows. I can't remember his last name. Art Fleming. He started it, and I think that that Merv realized that he was too bland for it, and he didn't have that same confidence. Alex had always that confidence. When you looked at him, you knew, you listened to him, the way he put things together. He became immediately such a student of the show.
He was so credible.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The real thing that I think everybody just knew. He was so credible, but he was kind, and he was never snobby about it. Like, he was supportive of the contestants. You could see he felt bad when someone didn't know an answer or you know, didn't make any money. But Alex was just, you know, he was perfect on that show and, you know, became a sort of international treasure. And now I think that this is just showing how difficult it is to fill the shoes of Alex Trebek.
Yeah, and thinking about how many people paid attention to those shows and how smart Merv was to put them together the way the legacy. These shows make billions and billions of dollars for CBS and Sony. So,
well-oiled machines, but that means it, but still the personality matters. You know,
of course it does. And this has created a real hiccup. A lot of people aren't watching it anymore just because it's not Alex. Never mind who the, you know, some people were anticipatory about who's going to be the new host, but then they kind of lost interest because they kept, you know, bringing in more people in because nobody, they're all comparing whoever was there to Alex.
Now. Yeah, you know, I feel like, I mean, we're casual Jeopardy watchers, but I feel like it's fun to have the celebrities for a while, but then you're ready to kind of, like, settle in and you know, start dating somebody long term, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
We need like, a full-time person now.
Thank you. I'll remember that. That's good advice, Victoria. Peter Gallagher has joined Grey's Anatomy as a doctor who knew Ellis Gray. Peter Gallagher, well-known character actor, mostly a New York character. Any more a New Yorker?
He's a theater guy for sure, but he has had, you know, he's on Grace and Frankie. He was on
Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. He was really good.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He made me cry.
He's a good actor.
He didn't say a word, and he made you cry.
He reminds me of Chris North in the fact that he's a New York guy, and he's been very active in the Broadway circuit there, as well as being on every television show that's produced there. So anyway,
he'll be a good addition to Grey's Anatomy to kind of, you know, mix it up a little bit.
He's not McDreamy, though. He's no McDreamy.
Well, he's not going on as a love interest. He's going on as someone who knew Meredith Grey's mother.
Yeah. Well, isn't it time for her to have a new boyfriend?
You would think, right? McDreamy and McSteamy are long gone, so.
there we have it, boys and girls. That's the bottom line. It's McDreamy and McStreamy. McStreamy?
McSteamy.
McSteamy.
Yeah.
Right. Well, listen, we need distractions, much as anything else. I thought you'd be interested in this. The focus is on fugitives in China and being a fugitive and how hard it is there, because the police in railroad stations and all over now are using glasses equipped with facial recognition cameras linked to law enforcement databases. I don't know if I don't think we have that here yet, but the police in China spot people who are using fake IDs or traveling to avoid arrest. Apparently, even though this is sort of like a sci-fi movie, they're using it to target political advocates and minorities who are not in well with the Chinese government. So here's a technology supposedly was being used for law and order, but now it's being used to segregate people, you know, like the Muslim problem they have. I don't know how you identify Muslims with a pair of glasses, but you know, they're targeting political adversaries and putting them away. Again, we don't pay enough attention to what the Chinese people are really all about, or what the government's all about, and how people over there. We think we have prejudices here. You ain't seen nothing. Sometimes there's an article or two in the Epoch Times about that stuff as well, which is a magazine, if you don't know what it is, it's controlled by expatriates from China. Interesting points of view they take on a lot of our issues here, telling stories about what's going on in China. But because they're not the New York Times, you know, they don't get as much traction. Not, maybe they shouldn't, but somebody should be paying a little more attention to them than they do. All right, the American Family Farmer Show, another one of the programs that I do every week that sort of puts together food issues, farm issues, family issues. The most recent podcast of the American Family Farmer focuses on Bayer Chemical, not selling Roundup anymore, at least to individuals, but they'll still sell it to farmers. But they've announced that they are trying to get by all of these lawsuits that so far have cost them billions of dollars. People who have used Roundup at home didn't know how to use it properly, got sick and have gotten cancer and died. So that's one of the things that we talk about. And then we have Bobby Wilson, who's a dairy consultant. A lot of focus on where your milk is coming from these days, and my usual opining. I actually, in this particular podcast, talk about how cattle are dehorned. So if you're really excited about that, folks, you might want to check out the most recent podcast of the American Family Farmer at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
All right, how many of you are playing the lottery, Mega Millions, Powerball, all the other states?
I always think I should win, but then I forget to buy a ticket, so it's really weird.
No winning. And you know what? The other thing is, this week there was an announcement. I guess every year it happens, but last year there's $570 million in lottery winnings have not been claimed.
Wow.
Most of them are small prizes, like the scratch-off tickets, that sort of thing. But there are a dozen unclaimed prizes of $1 million or more.
Wow.
There are 100.
So do you think those are people who are, like, self-loathing right now because they, like, washed their ticket, they knew they won, but they lost it?
Yeah.
Or do you think they're people who just never check the numbers and they're, yeah, you know, ignorance is
usually worse. The lottery ticket expires, though, 180 days after. With some of them, it's a year. But there are at least 100,000. There are 100 people that have 100,000 that hasn't been claimed either in lottery prizes around the country. That's pretty astounding. All right, wake up, boys and girls. 10 before the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Time for our visit with Tom Kreidler, who's the co-host, along with Leslie Segretti, of the Weekend Money Pit program. But as they say on TV, but wait, there's more. There is. There are the podcasts, and there is the newsletter, and then there are the questions that people who listen to this program send our way for Tom every week to answer, like Grant, who has torn out some paneling around a window. And he found a lot of insects there. Are they insects or are they termites? What are they?
Well, what's it's the same thing, don't you think?
They're pretty disgusting no matter
actually,
what.
Actually, what he said, Doug, is he said he found thousands of little insect wings that flew out all over the place. Now, I do believe those are termites. And here's why. Because when termites swarm, they head for the light. And so in a basement, you'll often find that evidence of termites swarming around basement windows, and sometimes you'll see a lot of it, especially if you have like a drop ceiling or something and you take it down and there's just, you know, tons and tons of wings in there. So yeah, I think, Grant, this says to me that you definitely had or possibly still have a termite infestation, and you ought to have the place checked out by a pest management firm to see if they're still active or not. If the house has never been treated, then I would recommend you do go ahead and have it treated. And when you treat today, the type of treatment I would use would be what's called a non-detectable termiticide. And that means that it's a chemical that's put in the foundation perimeter, but the termites don't know it's there. And that makes it really effective because they go through it on their way into your house for a bite, and then they go back to the nest, and they'll wipe out the whole colony because they pick it up on the way in. One that I used was called Termidor, T-E-R-M-I-D-O-R, Termidor Home. That works really, really well. I don't like the bait stations, Doug, where they stick these sticks in the ground and they expect the termites to go there and chomp on them a little bit and then take it back. Because I think the bait stations, usually the exterminators want to sell you like a like a maintenance contract where they just come and they look at the sticks.
Well, that's the problem with having somebody in the business do the inspection. You always say get somebody who's just an inspector and isn't connected to the business of remediating whatever your problem is. If
that is true, except with pests, the inspection is so part and parcel of identifying what you have.
Yeah.
But I think if you find that you have termites, and with the advice I just provided you, to use the non-detectable termiticides, not the bait stations, you'll be okay.
You know, we have an old cabin on my at my house, not up at the farm, but at the house. And we're rebuilding it, redoing it, and took up the old floor. And I was amazed at what wasn't there, because this cabin's been there for 40-some-odd years and was 40 or 50 years old when they plopped it there. And there was nothing. I was expecting when they ripped the floor up, we're going to find all kinds of stuff. There was nothing under
the floor. Was the floor rotted?
Dirt. No, well, a couple of places was rotted. Yeah. We replaced a couple of sills. You know, the sills were not great.
Right.
But the floor itself. So we put that new stuff down. When I talked to you about it last year, I was putting siding on one of the backsides of the barn. It comes covered with green. And it's a part of a...
It's a water-resistant membrane.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, we're using that on the floor. You got your... how's this pod, this post-a-picture thing doing, the pet photo contest?
It's amazing. We get so many fun pictures of pets. It's the post-a-picture of your pet photo contest presented by LL Flooring. We got $3,000 in flooring gift cards, plus some gift cards from Chewy to give away. And you just go to moneypit.com/contest, and you upload a picture of your pet. Tell us, you know, a little bit about your pet. And it doesn't have to be a dog. It can be a cat. It can be a monkey. It can be a bird. You know, we get all sorts of pets that people are uploading photos of. And you can have a gallery there as well.
How about maybe we could have a pet termite?
I guess that's possible.
Pet termite. Right, exactly. All right, the podcast focus on... picking the right primer. We're putting clapboards on where there used to be shingles on the back side of the barn. So I'm having the guys stain both sides of it before we put it up. And then we'll stain the exterior. But so many people put
that
up wood.
That is very smart. Yep. When you want to paint a house, you want to prime it, especially if it's new siding. Prime both sides. You know? A board has six sides, not two. So you got to get front, back, and all the ends, and ends.
Ends and sides, right.
Yep. Makes a big difference.
You know? Yeah, it really is silly if you don't do that because you're just shooting yourself in the foot. A lot of contractors are lazy or they won't do it, and the stuff will be rotten in 20 years or less. It just does. It just rots.
Some of the siding today like that is available pre-primed.
Pre-primed, yes. I noticed that as well. Yeah. But I didn't want to spend the money, so it's easier for me to have the guys do it then. Pay extra. Besides, it wasn't available anyway. Tommy the K, check out the podcast, the whole thing at moneypit.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.